Baths. The custom of the daily bath for hygiene and medicinal purposes became one of the most widespread and representative aspects of Roman culture. Named bagna when located in individual homes or therme when for public use, the construction of baths was prevalent across the entirety of the Roman Empire very early on. The bath was a complex process that required the construction of different spaces and rooms designed for hot or cold water, caldarium or frigidarium, and others for saunas or steam baths, laconicum. Some baths had also a garden area and open spaces for the practice of exercise, palaestra. The baths complex of Capera, which was one of the most prominent buildings in the city, occupied an entire block located between the Forum and the Via della Plata. It covered approximately 1,400 square meters and its four sides were flanked by streets. The north facade, which linked to the Via della Plata, opened out to the exterior via a porticoed gallery, where it was possible to access six commercial establishments, taberne. The baths complex was equipped with all the spaces that characterize this kind of construction. From an entrance chamber and changing room, a porticarium, the warm zones, laconium, tepidarium and caldarium could be accessed. Inside these spaces, the floor of the building rested on a system of small arches and pillars, hypocausta, that enabled the circulation of hot air throughout the area. This warm current was the result of burning wood or carbon, which was done into ovens located on the exterior facades of the building. The complex also had a series of cold water swimming pools, frigidarium, to complete the bathing process, and a large palaestra or open courtyard located at the southern side of the building. The baths of Capera underwent diverse modifications throughout their history. Initial construction of the complex corresponds to the period of maximum urban planning splendor, which took place throughout the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. It was abandoned at some point in the 5th century, coinciding with the decline of the city.